Glory, glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. My brothers, my sisters, today is the third Sunday of Lent, year C. First reading taken from the book of Exodus, chapter 3, verses 1 to 8, 13 to 15. Our psalm for this Sunday is Psalm 103. Second reading will be taken from St. Paul's first letter to the Corinthians, chapter 10, verses 1 to 6, 10 to 12. Our gospel reading will be taken from Luke's gospel, chapter 13, verses 1 to 9. The theme of our reflection this Sunday is, He observes and waits to redeem the repentant. He observes and waits to redeem the repentant. In today's first reading, the Lord says to Moses, I have seen the miserable state of my people in Egypt. I have heard their appeal to be free from their slave drivers. I am aware of their sufferings, and I mean to deliver them. Thus, my brother, my sister, it is proper to say that nothing in all creation is hidden from the Lord's sight. Hebrew chapter 4 verse 13. Hence, in silence, in patience, the Lord observed the misery of his people. He noted the repression of their spiritual and political rights, and mindful of his covenant with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, he was poised to liberate them. The Lord did say in Isaiah chapter 62 verse 1, For Zion's sake I will not keep silent, and for Jerusalem's sake I will not keep still, until her righteousness and salvation shine like a bright blazing torch. Thus, my brother, my sister, having passed his first test of leadership, the Lord drew Moses to himself and sent him as a mediator to renew the mind of Pharaoh and to lead his people to the land of promise, where the compassionate and loving God will be worshipped and adored. In response to the Lord's message, Pharaoh was unwilling to renew his mind and to let go of God's people. Proverbs chapter 17 verse 11 says, An evil man seeks only rebellion. A cruel messenger will be sent against him. Thus, Pharaoh encountered God's anger and met his Waterloo as God's people departed from the land of Egypt. However, Pharaoh was not a greater sinner than the children of God who died in the wilderness for failing to heed the Lord's directive through Moses. In other words, my brother, my sister, if we fail to turn towards the Lord and act according to his will, Jesus reminds us in today's gospel that we will end up losing the time for repentance. He says, we will perish as they did. St. Paul says in today's second reading, these things all happened as warnings for us, so we must repent and be careful. Thus, my brother, my sister, the question is, are we taking for granted the graces given to us? Or are we renewed in heart, multiplying God's gifts and inspiring others to seek the face of God? As renewed people of the compassionate and loving God, our task is to intensify our actions of compassion and love, uphold justice in our families, in our communities, and spread that hope of salvation. Remember the words of our Lord Jesus Christ. Unless we turn to God, we will also perish. However, my brother, my sister, our Lord Jesus, the vine dresser, offers us not an endless time, but enough time to be healed and fed with his sacrament, enough time to become as he is, enough time to be Jesus in our communities, in the lives of others. And so, my brother, my sister, the Lord never stops awaiting our return to him, because he wants us to bear fruits, fruits that will last. If Moses was able to return himself and his people to God, then we can turn our lives around in Christ Jesus. We can offer him our whole being. He is always there to help us. St. Paul says we can do all things in Christ who strengthens us. He loves you. He loves me. We are sinners, he knows, but he wants us back in order to renew us. Let us go back to him. Say to him, Lord, have mercy on me. A pure heart create in me, O God. Put a steadfast spirit in me. Lord, help me to be faithful. Help me to be kind. Help me to be generous. And help me to remain in your love. That must be our prayer in Christ Jesus. May the Lord help us, direct us, and lead us on. In the name of the Father, Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.